Blog Talk Radio.
Down the path that you're going down to. And if you're in a situation right now trying to figure out
And you think you're so happy and content because things are just so on the surface? You're sadly mistaken, my dear. Because with the situation, if you're not following your heart and doing exactly what you want and being who you are, what you feel you should do, and you're trying to live up to someone else's expectations, then you should rethink that because you can't be happy. If you're living someone else's expectations, you're living somebody else's life. You're not living your own. And so if you're in a situation that things kind of hit you in different ways and that kind of stuff and you feel confused, the confusion is most likely you refuse to go in the direction that you know you really need to. And you're still kissing people's butts. So I always say, when are you going to stop and come to the point where you get tired of tasting crap and start listening to yourself and saying, what do I want to do with my life? Am I content with the situation? Am I scared to death that I'm going to lose somebody or something, so therefore I have to live my life a certain way? If you're doing that, then what you're doing is you're living in fear of the things you're going to lose, so therefore you don't have the door open to possibilities of the things that you can have, and also to live the life that you want. Do you want to look back on the fact, do you want to be 26 years old out there and then later in your life look back on your life and realize you've been living everybody else's, what they want you to do and their expectations? You're going to get mad at people who have a tendency that you call controlling that might actually be a person who just knows what they want and they refuse to bow to the world. The world will say a lot of things, guys. Realistically, the world will say that you need to do these things. You need to do this. You need to do that. Those are surface things. It's when you can get to the point of following your heart is where things really kick in and life starts becoming enjoyably, spontaneously enjoyable, okay? Because we were sitting there looking over some things here that I was reading that was very interesting because it really sets the tone for the whole thing about exactly what we're trying to do with a fulfilling life. A fulfilling life is to live life to the fullest, your fullest, not somebody else's. Because if you're living someone else's, you're just full of it. So what we want to do here is the ideal of setting things straight for people. And, you know, a lot of people have a tendency to get caught in the situation. How can you really have what you want? It's the ideal of growing up. And what I mean by growing up is to realize the truth. So it's the ideal of looking at things. So there is no separation between you and God. For that would mean that there is something other than I am. There is not. Okay, it's ego. Ego does not exist. Ego is something that we've created. But we can use them together in spirituality. And I'll sit here and tell you why. Because like I said, there's no separation between you and God. For that would mean that there is something other than I am. There is not. The sense of separation is from the head, which has been sleeping. The truth is from the heart, which is awake and is the throne of God's self, the I am. This is where the confusion comes in. Because you're trying to be constructive, and you're trying to figure out how you can keep everybody in the equation. And the process of trying to figure out and to keep everybody in the equation means you're trying to hang on to things. And the process of hanging on to things, you're not flowing. And those things that you're hanging on to is as you go down the river of life, those are roots. Those are tree branches. Those are everything else that's prolonging you to keep going with the flow. Okay? The truth is from the heart, which is awakened, and is the throne of God, self, the I am. Surrender to the heart, to spirit, to truth, giving to the one reality that which you thought was personality. This surrender takes you into the stream of love where your thought processes will be anchored. You will think from the heart, from feelings of love, and the head will awaken with spiritual illumination. Okay, not only will you feel and think truth, you will also see it. You will look through spiritual eyes and see only that which is real. And what that means is that the idea when you see somebody who's really disruptive in your life as you think it is, that someone said, oh my gosh, you're driving me crazy. You won't leave me alone. I keep telling myself, I don't love you. I don't care about you. I don't want nothing to do with you. But every time you hear from that person, it strikes something within you. Which I think what is going on there is the truth. And you're scared to follow your heart because you know if you do follow your heart, what will happen? You'll see the truth of that person and realize the reason that person is really getting to you because that's the direction, that's the person you really want to be with. It's also the same thing with jobs, careers, you know, like the idea, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do this. You're making excuses. And it's just the idea of thinking of going down those paths gives you more anger than anything else. What's going on is there's a certain anger within yourself because you know which way you should go, but you try to do the right thing. Do what you think is right, not do the right thing. Because usually when we're in a position of doing the right thing, it's because everybody keeps telling us that's the right thing to do. No, what we should do is we should sit there and do what's right. Do what's in your heart. Do what's right. Where is God really leading you? Have you cut God out of the equation? Are you listening to your guides? Are you pretending to listen to your guides? It's the idea of looking at your life realistically and say, okay, I thought I had everything everything worked out, everything was going good. Then there was a certain variable that came into your life that struck something within you. It was the truth. So when are you going to let down the guard? When are you going to open up and go with the flow? When are you going to surrender to the heart, to the spirit, to the truth, giving to that one reality, which is you thought was your personality, but this is you. And when you go down the right path to surrender to your heart, to spirit, to truth, then you find you. And there is no confusion. There is no aggravation. Have you ever been to that point where you're with somebody and you run away from the whole situation? And you got all these friends telling you that you're going down the wrong path. It could be this or she could be that. They could be all kinds of crazy things. But within yourself, you're confused. You know why you're confused? Because you're not listening to yourself. You're not listening to your angels and guides. You're not listening to God. You're listening to your outside influences. You're listening to friends and family. And ask yourself, why is friends and family so freaked out about the situation? Is it because they're really thinking about your best interest and your well-being? Or are they thinking about their own? To have that kind of control over one human being is all you can look at is controlling people. So let's take a look at the situation. Let's go there and realize the sense of separation is from the head. And then say it's been sleeping. How can you waken it up? The truth is from the heart, which is awakened and is the throne of God's self, I am. Surrender to the heart, the spirit, the truth, giving to the one reality that you thought was personality. This surrender takes you into the stream of love. Into the stream of love. And we use the word stream is because we're flowing. Things are flowing. If you catch yourself where you think you have to do certain things to keep certain people in your life, look at those people, how many times they've popped in and popped out. When you're being yourself, they want nothing to do with you. When you're not being yourself and you listen to them, there they are. Okay, what do you want to do? You want to sit there and keep going on that freaking route? It's up to you. I say surrender. Put yourself in that stream of love where your thought processes will be anchored. There will be no more confusion. Challenge yourself to go down that direction. Go down that path. Go there. Don't sit and brag to everybody that, oh, I didn't go down that way because that was just, No. If you're constantly telling everybody about what is not, more than likely what is does exist. You need to look at that. So that's what I'm saying to you. Surrender to the heart, to spirit, to truth. Okay? Get in that stream of love where your thought processes will be anchored. There'll be no more confusion. You will think from the heart, from feelings of love, and the head will awaken with spiritual illumination of it's like a eureka moment. You know, it's like thinking about moments when you were in a situation of calm, tranquility, serenity. And you felt great. Who was that person who made you feel that way? Well, you could be yourself, but you could do what you wanted to do. Who wasn't scared to sit there and tell you what they felt, what their intentions were, that kind of thing. That's what we're talking about. It's the idea of not just being in a relationship where you can be yourself, but also the person you're with who can also express themselves, and you look at it at nothing but a person looking after your best interest. You don't have to question it. And so, therefore, not only will you feel and think truth, you will also see it. You will look through spiritual eyes and see only the truth which is real. And then you'll be able to hear God speaking to you, asking to asking you to drop the idea of mortal self and let the Supreme Presence be the one presence, which means be one with God. Say yes to that and look to your heart and feel the love, light, and joy. Feel the very kingdom, power, and glory. And you'll realize how much power you really have over your life as well. Because right now, I mean, if you're in a situation of confusion and you feel powerless, and you're scared to go down that one path, that might be the path that might give you back that sense of self, the power, the love, the light, the joy you've been looking for. Just think about it. And then we look at the situations of manifestations. Look at the manifestations it's bringing into your life. And then put it at the end away. That's a great visualization, isn't it? Then ask yourself, put down at the end of that too, say this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. This or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. That puts it out there and says, hey, God, I'm focusing on what I want, but if the universe and God have something better for me, I'm also open to that as well. We clear out all the freaking blocks and obstacles, and that's the big thing about the whole thing. If you want to take it one step further, what I would do is I can run across these CDs. They're called HemiSync CDs, and they're great for meditation. It just intense these experiences and help us to let go and help us to focus. And, you know, the idea of the mind, the brain, getting that spiritual illumination and actually directing it and using that energy to actually accomplish great and marvelous things in our lives. If you want to check this out, go to www.hemi-sync, that's HEMI-sync, SYNC.com, or give them a call, 1-800-541-2488. Again, that number is 1-800-541-2488, and that's www.hemi-sync.com. There's also a company out there called BrainSync, which is actually a company with subliminal CDs. And some of the subliminal CDs have actually, subliminal technology has come a long way. It's great. And what the company is called BrainSync, so go to www.brainsync.com. Again, that's www.brainsync.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-444-7962. Again, that number is 1-800-444-SYNC-7962. Also, with my situation right now, I also do private readings as well. We're doing past lives. And if you leave my profile, great. What you should do to really get an idea about myself is check out my page. Also, go to Oranum, Oranum.com. I do psychic readings on there, too, as well. And Oranum is a great company because you actually get to see me when we do the readings and that stuff. And we have a free chat. And I always tell everybody the free chat is so we can freely chat with each other to get to know each other. To understand that there already is a connection with you just coming in my chat room. So therefore, later on, when you do a private reading with me, it makes it easier to get your questions answered as quickly and as efficiently as possible. And I guarantee if you come to oranum.com and get a reading with me, it's on there. I'm called Psychic X Journey. But basically what happened there is I couldn't put the whole name on there because the browser that they have to be a psychic on there, I couldn't put the man on there. So it's Psychic X Journey. So look me up on there. And I guarantee if you get a reading there, you'll get the best readings just like you do anywhere else. Here, you will definitely get a fantastic reading on there too as well. So check it out. And also, I'm also on Keen. That's KEEN.com. And actually, they do call me Psychic X-Journey Man on there, so look me up. Right now, we're having some really good specials on there where you can actually get a reading with me at 99 cents a minute. So check it out. Those prices won't last very long, so jump in there as quick as you possibly can. Also, with the situation of donations for the show, I actually have a fund that I'm saving up with so I can actually go and be where I'm supposed to be, I think. You know, it's just one of those things of donations to get me home. So it's one of those things that we all working together and you help me get home. I give you the answers to all your questions and we just kind of free flowly and let the universe do what it's going to do. So if you feel like you need to do that and go ahead and do that, it'd be great. Also, we're looking for donations for the show too so we can actually give more into the show so we can give more back to you. So for every donation given, thank you. And also, like I said before, I do private readings and that kind of stuff myself, also private clients, and I have many, and I love doing that kind of work. So if you want to get a reading with me, just call 740-500-8863 or go to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, those numbers are 740-500-8863. And we're actually posting in the chat room, too, you know, periodically. So check it out there and, keep, you know, watch out. But again, it's 740-500-8863. Or my website is www.psychic-journeyman.yolapsych.com. So let's get on with the show here. Like I said, we're reading some affirmations and some meditations here. And I kind of was going over some things real quick. And the one I like to read the most on every show is the one that I think is the most powerful, because we're always talking about coming to a point in our lives and saying that we want to love more. We feel like with the idea of actually being in a more loving position, a loving way with everybody that we know, we think, we just feel like everything is going to get better. And realistically, that's exactly what's going to happen. The more you love, the more energy of love you put out there, the more you attract loving things to you. And you also probably see a difference in the people that you actually attract to. And the meditation, if you want to take it down, is actually a book called Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. That's by a guy named John Randolph Bryce. Check it out. And this meditation goes something like this. It says, today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. And you see what it says? Today I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. For I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. So you're focusing on looking on nothing but finding the best in everyone. And when you find the best in everyone, you find the best in you. When you look within yourself, you should do that first to find the, you know, find the Spirit of God within you. And I guarantee you will always find it in everybody else. And if you're not in a way where you do that and you're looking for every bad thing in everybody, and you're looking for those things in that one person, I think you should rethink that and ask yourself, why am I doing that? Because basically at that moment, you're in a situation of fear. There's something you fear, so therefore you're attacking people. You're putting a sense of energy out there that when people act in an unfavorable way, you have no one to blame but yourself, because what you're putting out there, you get back what you put out. So think about that and say, okay, I want to be a more loving person. I am a loving person. Well, stop for a moment and ask yourself, is that true? It's not the ideal of getting to a point to impose self-punishment. It's the ideal of looking for a place to start in your life and say, okay, why are things like this? Why am I confused? It's finding the source. And to find the source, you need to go within yourself and find that Spirit of God. And once you do that, you find the truth. And it also says, I love the completeness I am. The selfhood of God we all share is our eternal reality. Which also shows the ideal of connection and bond that we have to each and everyone on this planet. We're all connected. I look within to this magnificent self, and I say to people, if you can say these things to yourself, and there's a certain person in your life that you do love, there's nothing wrong with saying these back to that person, because it's the truth. And that's what I'm saying here. So what it says is, I love the completeness I am. The selfhood of God we all share is our eternal reality. That's the reality. The completeness. I look within to this magnificent self. Look within to the magnificent self. It's there. And I say, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. So what you're saying is, I love myself with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I'm reconnecting with myself to realize such a great person as I am. And I've also realized that and seen that in somebody else. So therefore, if you looked at somebody else, and those are the things you say, then you should look that person in the eyes and say to them, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. Because that's the truth. To connect with another, the eternal reality is just that. So, and then you can say to yourself, I love all my neighbors on earth as I love myself, for we are one. I love unconditionally. I give my love freely. And that love returns to me in bountiful measure. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. Let's see what it says. I am worthy of love, of being loved, and I accept the love of others. But you have to realize that. Okay, you got to come to the point and say, I am worthy. And then go one step further and say, I think of all the people I know by name. It doesn't matter who they are. And I feel the harmlessness and harmony that exists between us. So what you're saying is, it doesn't matter who's out there, who's the person that crosses your path, you feel that harmless and harmony feeling that exists between us. More likely with yourself as well, as a harmlessness and harmony that you don't sit there and say bad things about yourself, because a lot of people do. I'm a bad person, you know. I do these things, whatever it is. If you're sitting there saying those things to yourself, you're just reaffirming those things, and what you want to do is you want to cancel those out, because that's not a harmless act. That's not harmony. Those thoughts, those things that you're saying are hurting yourself, and you know it. I think you want to, that's what we call that self-imposed punishment. We think we have to punish ourselves. I think we can be more harder on ourselves than we could be harder on anybody else. So we need to look at those things and look at the situation, go further and go, I look at my family unit and I see a question of love, goodwill, kindness, and respect among all members. So, but it's what it's saying here is these are the things you're focusing on, but it also wants you to focus on being loving. It also wants you to focus on goodwill, kindness, respect. So therefore, you will get that among all the members and all the people across your path. It also says, I'm thankful for my friends, but you're also thankful for yourself. I am thankful. I am thankful, I'm thankful. I am thankful for my friends, and I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. Now, you see, this is true friendship, okay? It's when you can sit here and say, I see our relationships deepening in love, joy, and mutual understanding. Mutual understanding means one thing. That person understands, you're on a mutual understanding. So whatever happens with your life, they will understand. If they don't understand and they're trying to talk you into something or talk you out of something, then they don't have a mutual understanding. And if you look at the situation, is it really a loving, joying relationship? If it's not, then you need to look at that whole thing. Follow your heart and say, okay, this just ain't getting it. You know what I'm saying? So we sit here and look at the situation and say, wow, that's crazy. And then we have to also think to ourselves, and realize to reinforce the relationships that we already have and to open our hearts and make room for that significant other is just to say, I know there's a special someone with overflowing love to share who right at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. Now, when we say love and ecstasy, that's happiness. Love, in this true sense, brings nothing but bliss. And to be in that energy gives you nothing but happiness within that relationship. But it's also the ideal that most of us worry. I'm worried if I'm going to find someone. I'm worried if this relationship's going to go anywhere. Worry, worry, worry. What you need to do is stop worrying and keep telling yourself about that special someone with overflowing love to share, who at this moment is being attracted to the love I have to give. Two flames soon uniting as one in a bond of love and ecstasy. And then go one step further and say, love is everything. Oh, how I love love. And to realize that in the sense of the word of being created, that's how you were created. Out of God's love, he created man. And you are an extension. You are that expression. And the more you express love, the more you express God, the more you see the reality, and you also see the evidence that he does exist. So people are sitting there going, you know, what is God? And why is God in the situation? And all this other stuff. Once you stop asking yourself questions and feel it, because if you're asking questions, maybe you're looking for excuses not to feel it. And those are the things we're trying to focus on most, to help people understand that when you sit there and come to that conclusion, that understanding, and to see that truth, you'll realize that God loves you. You love God, and it's a continuous thing, and you never have been separate from anything. All right? You've always been one and the same. And then you can take it one step further and do what I do, is always focusing on certain feelings and certain characteristics in myself to make sure and to maintain that door is always open to bring loving people into my life, loving experiences, loving opportunities, no matter what form it may come into. And I say, I now call forth the qualities, and I focus on the qualities I want to work on, like the quality of love, deep love, the quality of success, strength, wisdom, serenity, compassion, softness, warmth, clarity, intelligence, creativity, and healing power. And whatever you want to put on your list, too, is you could also put in there success, focus on the one. If you're focusing on the relationship, you might want to put the characteristics of that relationship in there. But it's also what it's doing there is it's helping you to focus on to attract what you really want in your life is also to be it. Like if you want more abundance, you have to be abundant. Where you feel abundantly in love with yourself, you feel abundantly and so on and so on. Put those things into reality and what you're going to do with them, okay? And then as you focus on those manifestations and you focus on those visions, just say to yourself, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying, harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. And also with the situation, whatever it may be, I also focus on certain things to be more successful anyway, where I sit here and focus and say, God and angels, help me to be accurate without my readings. Help me and my readings be more accurate, detailed, and specific. And that everyone involved be blessed. And also help me to see, feel, hear, and know divine guidance. So therefore, I can see the deeper meaning of every person in every reading, in every, if you have tools or certain things, just put in the depth of everything that goes along with it. So therefore, you're seeing divine guidance in its clearest form. So therefore, the people across your path and the people who need the messages can get those in the clearest, most possible way. So therefore, they can utilize it and make a big difference in their own lives and get themselves back on the path or embrace the path they're on or get back with that one person they know they should be with. Or if it's just the possibility of opening the door for all those opportunities to happen, to be still. You can do that because you'll be listening to guidance to say, stop right there and stop doing what you're doing and realize that you're making decisions out of fear and you're running away or you're forcing the card or you're being manipulative. They're always traced back to some kind of fear within yourself. So that's what we want to do. We want to erase those fears. So you are a person with no fear. So you always have no excuses and no procrastination. Why not to move forward? So with that said, let's get on with the show here. I hope you guys took that all in. If you didn't, please go back into the archives and listen to it again. I think you'll definitely learn, and I think it really definitely has a message for your own life. So let's go on to the callers, and start with our first caller. Let's go to area code 760. What are you doing tonight? How are you? And welcome to the show. And I've lost. 760, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. I hope. See, I'm having trouble with this new switchboard because on the old one, we used to have a hand that popped up to tell us if people wanted to come on the air. This one here, I don't know how it works. All I know is people keep popping up in the queue, so I thought I'd get to you. And I saw you pop in about two or three times. I thought you had a little difficulties or just maybe it was just an urgency, but I felt like I needed to go to you first.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much.
And I also was looking at, we did this last night too, and we were sitting there looking at people's area codes, and then we would look them up in the angel book of numbers to see what your area code means. And we were pretty amazed by the whole thing because it seemed to fit the person. It seemed to have a message of its own. And yours is 760, so I was looking that up, and it says, keep a steady focus on God and spirituality to ensure consistent harmony. Your thoughts are powerful. So only focus on blessings and desires and give any worries to God.
Yeah, that is true.
So it is. Huh?
That is very true.
So what's your name, dear?
It's Shuku.
What is it?
Shuku, can you hear me properly?
No, I'm having a tough time hearing you, sweetie.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I have a question. I want to know what my ex-boyfriend thinks about me right now or how he feels, and I want to know something about my career.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I pick up on is when I get the two of cups, where I feel like there's going to be a whole lot more happiness in your life, and I definitely feel like it's going to be coming when I get about 2 months. I also feel like a lot of old,
coming back.
Yeah, with relationships in general, but it seems like the Two of Cups is also a sense of a very favorable relationship. But it also shows a lot of happiness within your life in general. It's just not just the idea of the Queen of Cups. It's not just the idea of the Two of Cups as in a significant relationship. You understand? If the relationship's
with
going
this
great.
Person?
Huh?
With this person? Hello?
Say it one more time. No, just say it one more time.
When you say with happiness and a great relationship, are you talking about this person I'm asking about?
This is the way it works with readings. Whatever you're focusing on right at this moment is what we're picking up on.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay. So he is coming back in 2 months.
It's almost like the ideal of looking past the illusion to see what's really happening, and you'll be all right.
Okay.
So
do you know
how
he feels right now?
See, the one thing that I stress to people that I don't like answering that question, because what it does, it's the information that comes to me is you need to learn how to know that yourself.
Okay.
I'm just saying, with the situation, it seems like you're focusing, you want to know, but at the same time, there's something within yourself that says, I don't think I can really handle it because I have so much invested. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying with you. You need to learn how to trust yourself. Because, see, the one thing here is you're not really, in the true sense, going with your heart on this. You're still on the surface of looking for things. What I mean by surface, materialistic things. What the person looks like, what the person's acting, his actions, not what he's really feeling within himself. See, that's what we call that a connection. We're talking about, I'm connected to this person. Are you really connected to this person? You have to sit there and ask yourself realistically and say, am I really connected to that person? And you will feel it. It's the idea of focusing, sit down, take a deep breath, bow your head down, connect with yourself, which is the God essence behind, which is behind the heart. Because we always say, well, we always focus on the heart when we feel like we love somebody, because that's where the God essence is. That's what we're really focusing on. It's not this freaking outer extremity of sexual attention. It's the idea of going inward to focus on the God essence, which I've always told people, when you focus on it with your imagination, it's like aqua blue plasma. Look at plasma as in the sense of what we see. Like when you put your finger on a screen or something, how it kind of vets there. That's what you should focus on. In the process of focusing on that, say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. This will also help you see the truth, but you're connecting with your heart, the truth. You will also know how you feel, and you will also know how the other person feels as well. See, the one thing that gets me into trouble the most with a lot of people is a lot of people think that they're connected with themselves, but they're not. And the person who strives to connect themselves, who want to feel from the heart, sees the truth. So when people say things to him, which is me, or whoever the spiritual person has done that before, I'm just saying with me particularly, I sit here and tell people flat out if you're full of it or you're not, if you do feel this way or you don't feel this way. And they look at me and go, well, you have the right to say those things. I say, I'm sorry, but the facts and the truth is the truth. Just because you're scared to face it, that's the thing we're looking for. When we usually go get readings, we're looking for the truth. But also the situation, I just want to point it back at you. The truth is within you to feel what he feels. Now, in the process of me center telling you that, it shows that to look past the illusion to see what's really going on here, that you'll be all right, is to see things.
Like, what do you mean illusion? Like, what illusion? I'm confused.
Huh?
Hey.
I'm kind of confused with the illusion.
Okay, you said something about a vision.
No. When you say illusion, like, what do you mean?
Look past the illusion. That's the idea of seeing the truth.
Okay.
When you sit there, when I sit there and say, look past the illusion, it's to look at a person, look them right in the eyes, look at their face, look at them, and go past the physical, and see that person for who they are, which is the essence of who that person is. And you will see how that person feels towards you. It will be such an overwhelming feeling. And if it's not, it's something you need to look at and say, okay, I don't feel anything. Don't sit there and ask, well, how does he feel? Because the reality might be he doesn't.
And I feel like there's a connection, but I just feel like on his end right now, he has a lot of immature friends, and I feel like maybe they just play with his head or something. I have no idea. That's how I feel. Like, I know that there's a connection from his and from my side. I know we can make this work, but I feel like at this time, I mean, I don't know.
But I still feel like the situation you're talking about is you have to come to a realization on the situation too as well and say, okay, you deep down, I know this person loves me. I know this person really cares about me. But realistically, to sit there and have those thoughts and to say those things is a person you're dealing with who cannot be emotionally emotionally available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you saying that in 2 months he will be?
Yes. Did you say in your and did you put on your test on your list of the person you want to be with that you wanted to be with a person who wasn't emotionally available?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So I'm saying to you is that's why I look at the situation and say, okay, a choice has got to be made and something for it, even when you see things getting better. Can you really get through the whole thing to get to that point where you guys will be okay? But also, can you also get to the point of telling him the truth? Just sit there and look at him and say, okay, buddy, it's like this. You're an adult. Snap out of it. You want to be in a relationship? You're in a relationship. Now take the responsibility for what you manifested and just get on with it. Can you say things like that? Because that's what this person needs. To baby him, why don't you just put him in diapers?
But you're saying that you do see it, you know, him realizing, and then...
Yeah, because if you let a person be that way, and if you let them do what they want to do, of course, and freedom is great. But when a person sits there and you feel a sense with them, sometimes you have to speak how you feel, too. They might back off for a minute, but if they're sitting there like this, sweetie, and they get confused, and they've got all this emotional turmoil within themselves, and then they're sitting there trying to deny to you that they have this feeling, why would somebody do that if they didn't feel that way? Why would you try to deny something that doesn't exist? I'll tell you what, realistically, as human beings, we don't try to deny things that don't exist. You know why? There's no reason to. It doesn't exist. But if a person is trying to convey to you that I don't feel certain ways with you, or I can't do this, or I can't do that, those are excuses. Because what's going on right now tells me that he is.
He is what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The feelings are there and everything else. It needs to come out. It needs to be expressed. And what it is the idea.
I feel like... Yeah.
Huh? No,
I just
I'm just
feel
saying.
Like he's going through a lot of time. I think that he's just going through a lot of problems, and he just wants a little bit space to, you know, figure his stuff out or deal with problems, and then he can just be available to me. I don't know.
I'm just saying, if you're in a relationship with somebody, those emotions are available. It's the person making a conscious choice not to make them vulnerable to you because of a fear that when he realizes how he feels about you, then he's going to realize that the people around him are not. And then one thing comes to light is the ideal of things they have to give up. And it's like, I can't get my friends and my family are very important to me. You know something? Did you ever hear a song out there that says, I love my friends and family. Screw my freaking significant other. Goodbye. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You hear nothing but people declaring their love to each other as a 101 thing. And you don't hear nothing about friends. And you know, if you ever take a look at those people's lives, this is the truth. People who are in fantastic relationships have fantastic friendships, and they also have real, respectful friends who respect that relationship. And what happens in these situations is the reason they get confused and they do all these little things is because they're not ready to give up their friends, and which is basically give up the past for the future of what they're going to have with you. And when they see the future of you, they really do want it, but they also know what they're going to have to give up. And I think it's also a realization at that moment that what they've been doing to you, if they realize the people around them and the things they've been doing, that's a strong realization to sit there and realize it. And that realization, he realizes the things he's done to you.
Yeah, do you think he will come to that realization within the 2 months?
Say it one more time.
Do you think that he will become, you know, do you think he's going to realize all these things that, you know, his friends are just his friends and he's going to realize what me and him have and what we can have? Is he going to realize all that stuff?
Yes, I do. But one thing you have to understand is that's your responsibility. You got to live your own life, too.
Oh, definitely. Okay.
In the process of thinking too much about the other person, we're neglecting our own lives, okay?
Yeah.
You have so many things to do. You got things to do yourself, too. You're a light worker, too.
What do I have to do?
So I'm saying you have a mission of your own, so just do it.
What mission is that? I'm trying to, you know, tune into myself and meditate and love myself. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Well, I'm just saying, with the situation of knowing what you need to do and you cross people's paths and you have this instinct of wanting to help them, every time you sit there and help somebody, you're doing your mission. You're helping somebody.
I'm such a helper and I need to stop.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you got to do what I got. Every day I'm working on, too. I'm working on this crap every day. I just sit there and say, ooh, I got to learn to love too, and I got to learn to let go, and I got to learn that the process of knowing that me and I love them, that's a definite, and that other people need to get that reassurance too, and we got to get that message out to everybody else. We also have to learn to listen to our own advice that we're giving to other people. Okay?
Yeah.
So keep, yeah, right, keep working on yourself. I feel like if you, as we said before, I have a friend of mine named Penny, Penelope, she gave me this little prayer to say, God and the angels help me to unconditionally love and respect that person for who they are and to help me to love more every day. And I'm just saying, when you put that kind of energy out there, you are working on yourself. You're learning to love more every day. If you're learning more to love more day, I guarantee you're loving yourself too at the same time. And just go where you're gravitated to go. I mean, I have books. Sometimes I have a tendency to pick those books up and fall to a certain page. And there's a meditation for me to go over with that actually helped me reconnect. Or if I'm doing a reading for somebody and a certain meditation keeps coming up all the time or a certain card, I start taking notes of it too. That's what I'm saying to you. Everything is our path. It happens for a reason, and it also has something to do with our lives. Not just the person we're working with, but you too, because you... All right?
Okay. Do you see this relationship turning into something bigger, like marriage or anything?
He's what?
Do you see this relationship turning into something greater, like more significant, like marriage or something?
The answer I get is yes, but I also still want you to focus on loving more every day. This will keep everything on the track that you want it to be. I also say that this, like this too, you're going to start getting some information, and he's going to start opening up to you more too. And when he does, or you get angry about something, just stop that moment and say, God and angels, help me to unconditionally love and respect this person, and help me to love more every day before I shoot them. Well, you forget that shoot. I'm just saying. Seriously, I sit there and get angry with something, or this person is driving me crazy. I know that when I say, God and angels, help me to love unconditional love and respect this person for who they are, and to help me to love more every day. For some reason, I get a certain calmness about me. I can actually see it within my, I can feel it within my heart, and I've been able to let go of that and take a deep breath and go, the person is just being themselves, and therefore I let them work through it, and everything will be fine. Alrighty?
Okay. Thanks so much. Can I ask one more quick question?
Yes.
For him to realize all this stuff, is that on his own, or is it from something that I'm going to open up and tell him, and then he will realize this stuff, or is he going to realize, he has to realize on his own this time?
Okay, you kind of phased out there for a minute.
I was just wondering, when you say that he's going to realize things, is that through me, you know, telling him something that's going to make him realize, or is he, through time, he's just going to realize, you know, what he has and what stuff he has to, you know, put behind?
The hardest part about these situations is just to be yourself.
Okay.
I'll sit and say it to you like this. When someone sits and tells you that they want to be something maybe a little bit smaller, low, they want to just be friends, or they just want to talk to you in a certain way, or they won't talk to you on the phone and that kind of stuff. What you need to do is you need to be, when I say be yourself, is the idea of still speak what you feel like you need to say at that moment, but also still do it the way you do it. If you don't want to talk on, say that you got a person who wants to talk to you on Facebook, but you don't like Facebook, then don't talk on Facebook. If you're talking to another avenue like Yahoo or something, then if you want to communicate with that person, then you continue to communicate where you feel like you need to. You have to be true to yourself. And the same thing we're with this situation here is the idea, any chance you get a chance to talk verbally, face-to-face, is the best route to go in the situation, because it keeps the relationship in the direction that you wanted to go into. And this is not controlling. This is just the way relationships are meant to be, with the communication. One person cannot dictate the other part, the other person to do what they want to do. Because basically what they're doing at that point is when they start saying, I can only do it this way, so you have to do it this way. No, you don't. This is a person who's still letting fear dictate their actions. So in the process of letting it dictate your dictate, what you got to do is be yourself to help them realize that what they're doing, and they'll stop doing it. And then the confusion that they're feeling the confusion really, really what it is, or maybe the person starts getting physical ailments, it's because they're not truly expressing their real feelings. They're suppressing them. So therefore, the suppressed feelings are manifesting in physical ailments, okay? So pay attention to those two as well. If a person starts getting stomach aches or a migraine or something like that, and they keep telling you that I can't do certain things, I can't express you, I don't know how I feel, they do. Because it's manifesting in physical ailments, which says that they do. Because one thing I like to stress to everybody, and they keep saying, well, does this person care about me? If there's a constant battle with themselves, they don't know, or they don't want to express it, or they can't express it, then therefore it does exist. It is there. They can say what they want to. It does exist. And a lot of people will probably sit here and say, well, you can't push people. Well, you know, someone standing still, you're in the middle of a freaking highway. And life, they say life is the highway. And you're standing in the middle of that highway. You're going to get run over if you just keep standing there. So what the metaphor is saying is you got to go with the flow of life or you will get run over. So the idea of pushing could either be a person is standing still. And either way you look at it, they're standing still in some sense of the word because you're pushing on them. And what it is, it's like reality. What's really going on is pushing on them. And the fantasy is they're refusing to really let it be what it's supposed to be. So just kind of like say things to yourself. Look at this guy and say, he will be with me the way it's supposed to be. It's a very simple affirmation. But the more simpler it is, the more direct it is, the more results you'll get. So try those, okay? But in the sense of trying to do something, all you really need to do is be yourself. It might drive them crazy, but see, the point of what's driving them crazy is you. It's the person they're in love with. And when you be yourself and being yourself, you're just reminding them why they love you. I have seen so many people that are so freaking like, I'm so freaking confused. I'm so whacked out. All this stuff going on. Why is that? I said, well, what's the common denominator? Well, this one person that I walked away from because I just didn't feel like it was real. And there's this other person around me who keeps telling me that I should do this. And my friends, they're there supporting me, telling me that I got to stay away from this person. I said, to me, it sounds like the confusion going on there is you still want to be with that person because you feel it. And then you're trying to also, at the same time, you're trying to keep your friends and family. You're trying to keep your sanity about the whole thing, not realizing that if you keep going that route, you're going to drive yourself crazy. Because you're in love with somebody, and the love is real. Or therefore, it wouldn't be the confusion. The confusion means that you just won't admit to yourself it's true. And the friends and family are just really they're adding to it. They're adding to the confusion because the more they keep telling you something that usually is against it, and the more within yourself, that's the conflict. That's the confusion because it's realistically, just think about it. If your friends and family were right, and the person that they're talking about that you shouldn't be with, that you want to be with, why is there confusion? If it's so,
if it's so,
you let it go. If you don't let it go, you know where you want to be. And it's with that one that you see. So therefore, why are you not there? Because that's where you want to be. And that's the person you want to be with. So therefore, we have to be. See, the one hardest thing about the world right now, especially women, I like to say that, but it's the idea. You want true love? True love is true love. It's the essence of loving oneself and also knowing that person you're with and loving the true essence of that person too as well. But it's two people, not six or seven or eight or family or something like that. Because even in the Bible, it says once you strike out on your own, you meet somebody, your friends and family come second. Your family, which is your significant other, is your number one priority. That is your family. Once you leave your family, once you're out there on your own and you strike out something of your own, that's you. That's your family. That's your number one priority. But so many people are scared to death to give up that freaking one. They call it freedom, but it's not freedom. Because in the process, if it was freedom, why does it take so much work to keep it? You got to go out and party. You got to hang with a friend. You got to go to family. And your significant other, oh, I lost him. Then later on, you go down the road, you're going, I lost that person because of my own fault, because I just couldn't grow up enough to sit there and see that. The one thing I've been looking for my whole life is a family and that significant other, that person to love me for who I am, is no longer there anymore because of my actions of refusing to see that something that was crossing my path, and also seeing that on me focusing on those thoughts, that was my manifestation, and I didn't I just didn't think about it enough to take the responsibility of what I actually manifested at that moment. So what your situation is, what can you do in that situation of yourself? What can you do? It is a helpless feeling, but you just got to continue to be yourself until it works itself out. The realizations are definitely going to happen, and I feel like in this situation, it's going to happen in your lifetime. And I do feel like you guys are going to get to that point where you are one.
Like two loves, like one, like as a marriage and becoming together and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. When I say us, that's what it means.
One, okay.
It goes from you and him to being us.
Okay.
When you look at somebody, what I'm saying is this person has loved you in a sense that has changed you to be more of a loving person. Believe me, you've had the same influence.
Oh, really? Okay. That's so nice to hear. Do you know when it's going to take, how long it's going to take for like the marriage, and do you see any of that?
Right now, the one thing to keep talking about is just to focus on the present and focus on this moment going on now. And it's like that's one thing I keep, the more you focus on what's going right now, the more the realizations happen, the more likely those other things are going to happen too. And people go, aren't you psychic? Yes, I can see it. But sometimes I think giving too much information to somebody can also work against you.
Okay.
It can drive them crazy because... See what happens if you tell, you're going to get married, you're going to have kids, and all kinds of great stuff. And next thing you know, you're focused on those. So therefore, you don't enjoy what gets you there. That's where the foundation is built. It's the idea of realizing, this is the man for you, or this is the woman for you, or this is what it is. It's real. When you met this person, you said, this is the one. It was done on the other side, too. And it's just that you didn't have as many fears as he did. What's so funny about the situation is he manifested, that's why we say take responsibility of the manifestation, means that what's reflecting back at him is you, of his own fears. See, he manifested that so he could face those fears, so he could actually be with the one he really wanted, that he really loved. And in order to do that, he needs to confront those fears, which is commitment, and the idea of actually really being loved. And also realizing that in favor of having a future, he has to let go of the past. And there are certain things and certain people that are associated with that past experience and past life. So he needs to let those go. See, if you ever hear people say, this guy's been in my life or this woman's been in my life for 6 years, and they're just like family. And you're sitting there going, how come I don't feel it? Because what they're doing is they're trying to convince you. But also at the same time of convincing you, it justifies what they're doing. But we're hoping they see it for what it is, too, so they'll realize that it is just an excuse to hang on to the past.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Just one thing that you said, I just want you to repeat it one more time. The fact that you said that I had an influence, a loving influence on him, he had the same on me. Can you just repeat what you said about that?
I don't know if I can. I'm just saying with yourself, sweetie, it's the idea of being true to yourself and following your heart and seeing the truth and just following it. It's like you know this is all going to happen, but also with everything, I get the impression of being back the idea of focusing on yourself, that all these things that you want to change in your life, as you focus and realize certain things about yourself, they're all going to change. Spontaneously, they're going to go in the direction you want them to go into.
Okay.
Learn to go after what you love. That doesn't matter what it is, the person. Job, career, situation, that thing. Instead of always get yourself out of the situation of settling for things. Everybody thinks that's where happiness is. If I settle because there's no challenge. Not realizing that if you sit here and look at the real healthy relationships and everything that goes on, and even jobs and careers and that kind of stuff, it's a constant challenge to you to be better, to be more, to find out more about yourself. That's what this whole thing is. It's the idea with this relationship. It's the idea of finding out how patient you are.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Also, listen to me on this one, too, sweetie. Like I said before to everybody else, if you don't catch something the first time, all you got to do is go back in the archives and just listen to it again.
Okay.
Download it. Just download it. Just download it to whatever you can do. And listen to it as many times as you have to. But this will actually help you focus on like we talk about predictions and the future and that kind of stuff, and the idea of focusing your thoughts on those things and having something to help you do that, those things will definitely happen, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much. You made my
day. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great night, and thank you for the call. And give us a call back and give us an update on your situation. And if you want to,
I definitely will. Thanks so much.
Yes, if you get a chance to, also call us and get a personal reading. Maybe we can do a past life reading for you, too, to find out some other additional information can help you out, too, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks so much. I definitely will do that.
Okay, you have a great night, then.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, bye-bye. Alrighty, let's get to the situation. We're like, okay, if you all want to call in here, we still got 59 minutes and 35 seconds. It's 11:35 p.m. here on the East Coast in Ohio. We're in Delaware, Ohio, and we're having a great time here today. So if you want to call in, I can tell everybody, like I just told her, if you didn't catch the information the first time, a lot of times I do have a hard time repeating it because it's one of those things you just go with the flow. The information is coming out, just go with it. If you have if you didn't catch it, then just go back from the archive and download it or hear, listen to it again. No problem. It's there. 24/7 whenever you want to listen to it. So if you're out at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're like, okay, I need to listen to something on that one, then do it. I feel like in those situations that your guidance is leading you in a certain direction to help you to attain or to focus or to understand. So just go with the flow. So the situation at hand is go check out the chat room. What do you say? I haven't checked the chat room in a while. Let's see. We do have... Okay, let's see, look at some things going on. Who's Michelle Ver? I see you here. Hello. How are you? I'm talking to you. I see the thing going on here, and I didn't catch the first part of your thing in the chat room where it says you're basically starting something and you have a question to ask. If in chat, if you have time, I do have time. Let's go here. Kind of look at you. So I just started a new job. Pleased with it. One thing. I lost my place. I have a new coworker. Well, maybe I'm talking about one in particular. I've never met him before, but. I feel like I have some kind of super connection with him. And I hardly get to talk to him, but I feel that I have this connection with him. Can you tell me what you think is going on? Thank you. No problem. So do you have any information you can give us on the whole thing? And just say, okay, is your name Michelle? Can you tell me that? Okay, this just ticks me off. I'm trying to figure out why my freaking lettering looks like this, too. I've never figured out how I did that. With the situation, Michelle, I get the impression that there is definitely a connection there. And what the situation is the ideal of not getting yourself in a situation where you start acting out of the ordinary. But I do feel that something came to me very quickly that it could be something more, that you could actually get that situation where you could actually talk to each other in more practical ways, where you could actually sit down and talk to each other, because I think that's what's really going on here. There's a connection, but you never really get a chance to talk to the person. So what the situation I keep picking up on is the ideal of focusing on the visualization of actually being able to have a chance to sit down and talk to this person. Now, I've actually had situations where I've actually told people, if you feel you write it down and that you need to do some kind of an additional visualization, I've actually talked to people about... And just drawing pictures and getting that out there into something to focus on. But also the situation, too, as we say focus, if you don't have a focus board, you should definitely have a focus board. But I do feel like there's a super connection with you guys. It does come off as a super friendship, too, as well. But I've always said before that any kind of friendship that's actually been established in some kind of sense of the word is still a good foundation for a relationship. And it's the idea of learning how to go with the flow. But what I would do is paint it, draw it, do some kind of visualization. Even if you're not a good artist and that kind of thing, you just use stick figures. It's still a way of visualizing, and you know what the stick figures represent. That's what it means. The energy is being focused and directed in those ways. And once you get done with that whole thing, and then after you've done the visualization and you lived and you see that the video in your mind playing itself out as a life experience, like I said before, I tried putting this at the end of it too, saying this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. And I think when you put that on there, it gives you a twist because I'm focusing on this person and the situation to where we can actually communicate and sit down and talk so I can actually see what it is. And even the idea of you're opening yourself up to the to signs and your angels working and talking to you and communicating with you to give you those insights so you know exactly what it is. But I just feel like by adding this, where it says this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concern, it opens the door for everything. Anytime you have a super connection, it's definitely felt on both ends. It's just the ideal that there may be fears that you're reflecting back to him. Because, see, one thing I've noticed with relationships is that we have to sit down and work with guys is to quit seeing women as fantasies, that they are real. And they have feelings as well. Because a lot of times they keep forgetting about the situation of, you know, I don't want to get my feelings hurt. Not realizing that if you really feed into that kind of fear, that you could also inflict hurt on other people. Or you can hurt those people. And it's a realization all the way around, constant reflection. But it does drive me crazy when people have a tendency to get crazy and go, you're making me crazy. You're making me confused. All this confusion, I'm thinking too much. You know, you have a certain thing about the situation. If someone would just ask the question, what are you thinking about? Why are you doing all that thinking? Why are you confused? There's realizations within all those things to sit there and say that the connection is definitely there or we wouldn't be affecting them in the way we are. And we're hoping that we actually get a chance to sit down and have the opportunity to work those things out and to talk to those people because realistically we both can help each other. It's a continuous cycle there, isn't it? That here's a person who has the same thing as you are, just they're really getting the chance to cross paths. I think you will. It's the idea of focusing and say, well, this use a visualization and say, okay, it would be great to run into this particular person outside of work. To cross paths, to get a chance to sit down and talk, and to see what it's all about, to get that clarification. But at the same time, like we said before at the beginning of the show, we all need to learn one thing, is to follow our heart, to see the truth. See, seeing the truth also points out things to us that we may be doing to somebody else. In the midst of your confusion, a lot of people can be hurt. It can be subjected to it, but also realize one thing with all your confusion, it's the idea of getting through those things and say, well, this is kind of confusing. I feel it with this person, but I'm not really getting any confirmation. When you follow your heart and you see the truth, you get confirmation. It helps you to understand which direction you should proceed in. I always say if there's a person that's driving you crazy, is making you that confused, then you need to confront that person who's setting that kind of confusion in your mind. So therefore, with the situation, if you get a chance to cross a person's path and everything starts falling into place for you to do that, don't fight it. Because you're getting confirmation. You're getting that chance to cross paths. You're getting that chance to talk to that person to see what it's all about. I hope that answered your question for you. Now let's get back to Michelle. In your life as well. In the process of living your life, those opportunities for you to cross paths and to have that outside the job connection, is the idea of living your life, living the moment and knowing which direction to go into. So you feel it, he feels it, so therefore just let the universe keep continuing to bring you together. The reason maybe you're not crossing paths is because one or the other, maybe both of you are just not ready for it yet, so therefore let it happen. But the feelings are definitely there. I can feel it. I can feel it so intensely that I'm sure that you can too. We all have to learn how to do that. We need to learn how to feel. Again, that's why I always tell people, no texting, no email. Talk on the phone. If the person doesn't want to talk on the phone, that's a confirmation too that that person feels and can feel you even more on the phone. That's why they want to talk through texts and emails. Because why? They feel more safer. They don't have to face it. And you don't want to get in that route. So let it happen.
I don't think it's going to take that long, to tell you the truth.
I think it's going to happen pretty quick. Alrighty, any chat room questions tonight? So if you have any more questions, just punch back in there. Let's have it. I am taking questions from the chat, so just I am me. I still recommend everybody to call in. I really want people to call in. I want that connection, that kind of thing, and I want to sit there and set an example. I love talking to people in some kind of verbal way, not talking in chat and that kind of stuff. But if you feel more comfortable, chat room, I'm giving you these answers, then you can do so, and I will definitely answer it for you. It's like I said before, I like to do things my way, but people feel more comfortable in other ways, so that's no problem. Just ask your questions, and we will definitely get to them. We're going to go back to the callers, but if you have any questions in that chat room, just instant private message me, and we will definitely answer that question for you. And when you do that, please specify if you'd like to have it answered, because we'll answer on the air. If you don't want to answer on the air, let me know. Let's go back to the switchboard and see what we got going on. All right, let's see. We got area code 904. Welcome to the show. How are you and what's your name?
Edith.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, I used to live in Jacksonville, Florida. I used to live down on Phillips Highway. Didn't like that area, but...
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, I used to cross that freaking bridge down there in downtown, the one that goes the completely up. I think the last time I was there was blue. I don't know if it's still blue or not.
That's the main street.
Yeah, that's the main street, because it just goes straight up.
Right.
And I used to live down on 25th Street.
Wow.
And then,
how long ago was that?
It's been a while. We used to go out 295 quite a bit too. Down they had that drawbridge down there, and I hated that when we used to forget about that. We forgot about the bridge, and then you go down there, and the freaking thing go up. And you'd be sitting there for like hours. And I was like, man, they got to freaking do something about this. Give me a helicopter so I can fly over this sucker, because this is just crazy. Because Jacksonville, I think at the time I was there, they were still trying to figure out how certain ways of Jacksonville to update things. Because some of the things were just so old. And then I remember being on Phillips Highway. I'm cruising. I see the light. That thing turned red four times before I got there. I said, man, it's flat down here. And let's see where else. Phillips Highway and MacArthur. See, the year I was down there, I don't know if you remember this or not, but they had this thing called the 295. It was a 295 incidents where they had somebody was shooting people and throwing bricks off the overpasses.
Okay, I don't exactly remember, but I remember something about it, but I don't exactly remember.
Let's put it this way. It was really crazy because somebody was shooting people on 295, and there was also and I don't know if it's the same person or not, they were also throwing bricks off the bridges. That's when they started putting the fences on the bridges. And what was so funny about it was it went on for so long, everybody was scared to death of crews on 295. They actually had one guy got shot. They couldn't find him, and they actually found him. It was really bad. It looked bad on the police department and everybody else, because what happened was the guy got shot, and he went off the highway. Well, when they found him, he was only about 50 feet off the highway, and people said they'd been looking for this guy for like 2 or 3 days, and what made him look so bad was they found him only 50 feet from the highway. So what were they really doing? And then they called out the National Guard. And they actually announced it on the everything that happened was announced on the damn news. And I'm sitting there going, people, you're never going to find this guy because you're telling him, this is what we're doing. We're checking the bridges out. We're doing this, this, and this. And then he would sit there and wait, and then they called the National Guard out. And I said, you think you're going to find this guy now? The National Guard is in the woods. So if you see him out there, beware. I'm sitting there going, well, thank you for telling the guy, too. He'd beware, too. And then I thought what was so funny about the whole thing, but real quickly, was people started using it as an excuse, okay? For example, one guy was coming home from a party that he was partying, and someone shot the back, and somebody knocked the glass out of the back of his van, and he had borrowed his dad's van. So what he did was he went back home, And he said that the 295 gunman shot the back window out. So he used the gunman as an excuse to get out of trouble because at a party his window got knocked out. And then, next thing you know, 2 hours later, we're watching the news, and this guy's going to jail because basically it's called, what was it, something about false reports and stuff. And we're like, this is getting ridiculous. They need to find this guy just because people are just getting crazy. And we had another lady. There was another guy who tried to commit suicide and drove his truck into an underpass. But instead of saying he was trying to commit suicide, he said that he was driving down the highway and gunshots rang out, and he swerved and hit the middle of the bridge. And some 2 hours later, we heard about this guy and his false report. So I was like, this whole thing is just whacked and unbalanced. But Jacksonville, from time to time, through certain periods, they go through periods of imbalance, I think. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I don't recall. I recall some of that. I just don't recall everything. But I guess I wasn't following it as closely. But I know what you're saying.
The one thing about me is I have a frequent photographic memory. I don't forget much of anything. And just constantly doing a little thing here and there. But Jacksonville, you're right. I mean, I was in Jacksonville. I used to love to go to the beach and used to love to hang out. When I was down there, I got cousins that live in Jacksonville. So we've been in and out of Jacksonville, Florida, probably since I was like 13. And so on. Because we have cousins that, I can't remember what the name of the freaking road, but it was really down on the bad side of town. And we used to have some nice people down. I used to go anywhere. I didn't care what it was. I was on the bad side of town, the good side of town. It didn't matter to me. I just kind of like went wherever. And just family. It was crazy. It's one of those things where you have a tendency to have fond memories, but then you think about the area and you're going, I was crazy, wasn't I? You know? So how can we help you tonight? What's your name? I'm sorry.
Edith.
And how can we help you tonight, Edith?
Just looking for a reading.
Really?
Maybe around 4 years.
I can recommend a real good guy for you.
What was that?
I said, if you really want to find a real good reader, I can recommend a real good guy for you. Psychic X-Dream, man. He's a good guy, man. I'm telling you, man. You should jump right in there as quick as possible. What's the situation you got going on? When's your birthday?
11-15-63.
11-15? November 15th.
November 15th.
Say it one more time. I'm sorry.
November.
Uh-huh.
November 15th, 1963.
Oh, so it was the 16th, right? 1963.
The 15th. 1-5.
Okay.
1-5.
But you did say 63, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's the 15th of 63. Okay.
Right.
November. For some reason, there's some bad connections tonight. I don't know if the bad connection is just blurriness. I don't know. Anyway, what was I thinking? Okay, November 15th means you're a Scorpio, correct?
Right.
And with the situation of emotions seem to be very high with you sometimes with situations, and especially with... I would sit there and say, look at the situation of visuals. I'm seeing someone who's very emotional about everything, even when it comes to work and career, your significant other, which I haven't, when I sit here and focus on relationships, I'm really not sure if you're with anybody or not, because it just kind of like, it's kind of like, it fluctuates.
Yes, I've been married for a while.
Mm-hmm. So with the situation being married and that kind of stuff, do you have a tendency to switch back and forth, or are you not sure about it?
I'm pretty sure about that.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure everything's fine with that.
Okay. I'm just saying sometimes with situations you get a fluctuation there. So you're sure about the whole thing. So if you're sure about the whole thing, then we have to sit and look at the whole picture about a person that you're with and how sure are they with the whole thing here. Because you get to, like I said before, there's a fluctuation back and forth. And usually a lot of times once you get here, and sometimes you got to get to some more, I guess, a little bit of different, a little more information with the situation, that you could have a person that you're married to who's either hardly at home or a person who has a tendency to when he goes through stressful situations, has a tendency to pull away and still be married.
Right. There's probably stressful situations sometimes.
Okay, so he has a tendency to go inwards when he gets, when things happen, so therefore there's a distance between the two of you. We'll get that cleared up with the situation. And what's the most, so you called in, what's the most, I'm having a tough time tonight. What is the most important thing what is really important to you? What's the one thing you really want to know about? Because I just feel like there's so much stuff going on.
As far as my work and things, as far as my work and my job right now, how what do you see as far as that goes?
One thing I pick up the most is why do you feel, what is the biggest fear there? Because it seems like I see a lot of fear. Almost like you're scared that you it might not be there. That makes sense?
Yeah, I'm not scared it might not be there. I'm just not, it's like I can't control everything there, I guess.
Okay.
So,
well, for the situation, when I look at this thing, it's like looking for something better.
Right, exactly.
And when I focus on the situation, I say, well, things are just not going the way I wanted to. And I always stress to people that things can definitely go exactly the way you want to. It's maybe the idea of finding a different vehicle for that. So it's a situation, and maybe the fear I was picking up is the idea of realizing that I want to leave this and go somewhere else, but I'm also fearful I won't find that. Does that make sense to you?
Right.
But I feel like the situation is it is definitely a challenge, and it's definitely one of those things of walking away from the situation. You don't have to walk away from the job. You can. I get the impression that if you go out there and do what you want to do and go in the direction you really want to, it can actually be a transition from that job to another, so you won't have to quit. Find something else, you'll have to let that go in favor of what you already have. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And that's what I'm trying to do, but, you know, it fluctuates a lot, so that's...
If that's what you're trying to do, I can confirm it for you that it will definitely happen that way.
Okay.
You know, one thing I didn't like about Jacksonville was working for this pest control company. I forgot about how aggressive ground bees can be. My boss sent me out to a job to kill some freaking bees. He didn't tell me what they were. I was thinking bees as in the sense that they were in a tree or something. I get out to the construction site, and what had happened was these bees had attacked some guy on a bulldozer. So construction stopped because of the bees. You know, my boss tells me, just go take your BG out there. That's the tank you see people walk in the house with when they do treatments. Is that BG, a big canister, that big silver canister with a wand that they spray with? It's called a BG. BG, which is what they use. And he told me, he says, go out there and do that. I said, okay. So I go out there, and I started spraying with this BG, and I got stung four times by these bees. Going, they were bouncing off me. They were, and I sit there and said, grip. I got something for you. And on the back of the trucks we had with that company I worked for, we had these big 100-gallon tanks. So I walked over to the neighbor. I didn't have any water. And the person I was spraying, there was a couple houses there, and I found this one house with a big old hose. I took that hose and filled that 100-gallon tank up, put the chemicals in there, and I started literally just shooting these bees out of the air. When I left there, I guarantee there wasn't a bee standing anywhere. But it's one of those stories you tell people and say, see that, how easy it was to go, instead of worrying about the bees are going to attack me, I just went from one mode to the other and found a solution, came back, and took care of the problem.
Yeah.
And with your situation, is just, you know, put yourself in a situation you've done before in the past and just be aggressive and go after what you want.
Why?
I get the impression that we're talking a month.
I'm looking for maybe 6 weeks to a month. 6 months to 6 weeks, maybe.
I'm just saying, I get 4 weeks. It could happen as quick as that. See, the reason I tell people this is the thing between manifestation, that sometimes we keep thinking about manifestations and manifesting things on a human level, which means if it's bigger, then we got to work harder at it. Or a change in condition, we got to work more harder at it. But realistically, it's the same energy. What happens here is the idea of resistance. And it's the idea of you realizing, oh, this is what I want, to the point where you get to the point of just letting down the resistance and go, okay, I'm ready. And it seems like you say you're ready, but there's something about that you really haven't got completely out of the job that you're working. I get that as a realization in a week. And I get the impression that the idea of being out of there and actually working somewhere else could be, I keep getting a month.
Right. I have to wait before I can apply out. I have to wait 6 weeks before I can apply out.
I'm just saying.
To move somewhere else.
We were sitting here talking about this before. I had a lady who was on disability. And she said that she couldn't work for this company, but she was working at home. She was self-employed. But she said, I can't make no more than $824 a month because I lose my disability. I just like, you know, sometimes I just want to slap people because they're so stuck in the worldly way and enslaving themselves. They don't realize what they're actually saying. And, of course, I don't really slap them. I'm just frustrated that when I see things so clearly that in the process of somebody making a big decision and a big change in their lives, that those money issues that they keep focusing on are part of the past. And they need to let go as much as possible, too. It's almost like someone winning the lottery, and they still think they have to buy things on credit when they can actually go out and buy it. So it's the idea to change perception, and that's the hardest thing I've seen things to do. That's what I'm saying with the situation. Don't get caught up in the worldly way of saying, well, I have to do certain things first, because what you're still doing is you're letting the world dictate your success, and you've already come to the conclusion that you want to change your life and that things at work don't go the way you want to, maybe because of your perception that says, that I have to do certain things in the first place. Step outside the box and go, ooh, what am I doing? If I had a chance to go somewhere else and make $20,000 more a year, you think I'm going to wait another week? I don't think so. I don't think you would. And that's where this lady was here. She had a potential of making $2,000 a month just processing credit card, what do you call those things? Credit card bills to people into a computer. But she refused to do that because she didn't want to lose an $824 disability check. I'm like, smack me now. Throw me down a damn stairway because that does hurt to see someone to continue to do that to themselves. And like I said before, I don't want to interfere with people's lives. I'm not telling them what to do. I'm just giving them the information that I know for a fact that they follow it will definitely make a big difference in their lives. And it does get frustrating to see that. I can see it so clearly. Okay, if you left next week, you would have that definite increase in your life and you would definitely have more control of what's going on. I do feel like you should also think about starting a business of your own. That's where you get the control. But when you not all the time. There, I mean, we had a story once where we talked about where this guy went out to, he had a business, and he had a partner who basically embezzled money. So therefore, the business itself failed because of lack of money because the partner embezzled it. But the guy had all intentions of doing it again and starting his own business. So he had a hard time with it, you know, thinking and focusing and go, what can I do? I don't want to go get a job. Not because he's lazy, because he really wanted to get that business started up because of the things he accomplished when he was there. He realized what he could do. So he felt like getting a job was just going backwards. You see what I'm saying? His wife got mad and left him. And he wanted his wife back. He felt like that was the one. And so there's certain things that fell into place, and a guy came into his life and told him, what do you want? That's the hardest question for human beings to answer. What do you really want? Not what you're willing to settle for, but what do you want? How do you want your life to go? Not what you're willing to accept, but what do you see? So he sit there and he said, well, I want to get a job because I want to get my wife back. He says, but do you really want a job? He said, you have to be responsible to yourself and the person you're going to get this job with, because well, likely this person wants to hire somebody permanently, and you have no intentions of being there for any kind of length of time, but you get your business started. He says, I'm not saying you can't go there. I'm just telling you to be honest. Tell the truth. Follow the truth, guys. In the process of following the truth, he went to the job interview. It's kind of funny. He went to the job interview, and he told the guy, he says, you probably won't want to hire me anyway, because I won't be here very long. I had this business. And computers, and told him about this computer company he had and that kind of stuff, and his own, and the business he had, and told him that he probably won't be there for a few weeks and that kind of stuff and that kind of thing. He said, I'm sure you're looking for someone permanent, so you should take that consideration. He said, I'm not really trying to talk myself out of a job. I'm just being honest with you. And this guy looked at him and said, you're right. It's the first time I've ever seen somebody talk themselves out of a job in a job interview. And he goes, well, it's just the way it is. He said, well, what do you want? The question, the big question, what do you want? He said, well, what I want is I want to be able to be self-employed, but I feel like I have to have a check coming in, but that'll satisfy my wife. Well, the guy looked at him. He said, I want you to look out the window and tell me what you see. He goes, well, what I see, and he looks at everybody out there, and he said, what I see is I see people, and they all need something. And if I could supply that service, I would probably have an income for the rest of my life. And he said, exactly. That's how business is, looking to get that one service for everybody with what we're putting out there. And the guy looked at the guy, and he goes, I got an idea. He said, I'm starting this new division, which basically what your business and computers and your expertise was all about. He said, you can work here. He said, okay, that's great. I can work here, and I'll get a check. But he said, I really focus on, I've been self-employed for so long. The idea of working for somebody would be really hard to do. And he goes, well, that's the good part about it is, he said, I'm starting this new division, and you would be totally in charge. So you see, the guy walks into a place and tells the guy exactly what he wanted and walked out the door and got exactly what he needed.
Right.
Okay, and the reason we're saying that is the idea of what you're talking about, because a lot of people ask me about business. Okay, I want to start a business, but what do I do? Do what you want. What do you want to do? You know, I always tell people, what do you love to do? Now, sit down, and, okay, I figured out what I love to do. I'll get you a pad and pencil. Start writing down how you could actually turn it into a business, and I guarantee you'll start writing down all kinds of ideas. So therefore, the possibility starts to become a reality. The same thing I did, too, when I started, I had my second shop when I was in Colorado, and people come and tell me the building I was going to get usually goes for $300 a month. And I kept on hearing in my head, my guides and angels come and saying, yeah, but what do you want? So I sit here and say, well, what I want, I don't want to pay $150 a month. And they go, then you don't get nothing unless you ask. So I walked up to, I called the people up, and I said, okay, what the heck, let's see what happens, right? I mean, what do I got to lose? I don't have a place to have my shop right now, but I knew I would. It was pretty much a definite thing, because every time I get away from this business, I always end up coming back anyway, because it's just people lead me back. And that's a prime example, too, where you should be at. If you keep going back to something over and over again, then you should really figure out how to turn it into a business, and that's what I did. I walked up, I called the people up, and it was funny, too, because I didn't want this shop. At first, I did not want this shop. It was just too small, I thought. I wanted a partner, and I wanted space. I wanted to do this, this, and this. And my guys came to me again and said, well, what do you want? What's the real objective here? I just want to do readings. And they go, well, what do you need all that freaking stuff? Well, we need a partner for it. You just had a partner with a shop. And she tried to rip you off. Well, if you don't have a partner, you don't have that headache. I said, okay, that makes sense. So every time I'd walk up the street, I saw this blue door, little blue door. And it kept on getting brighter every freaking day. Brighter, it was aqua blue, nasty-looking blue door. But it had a phone number on it. It had a thing that says for rent. And I'm sitting there going, okay, guys, I get it. I tell my guys and angels, I said, okay, I get the sign. I get it. I will call. So I walked up to this place in a little T-shirt shop next to it. I walk in there and I said, do you have any idea what the phone number is this door? And he goes, oh, yeah, it's the same building. And let me get it for you. It was just that quick. So I made the decision to go for it. Everything fell in place. And I walked up to her and said, give me the phone number. Or do you have the phone number? I was actually next to that. I said, do you have the phone number for that thing? They go, oh, yeah, we do. We know who it is. It's so-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, and her husband. He's like 90-some years old, and she's like in her 80s, and they're just cool people. I said, okay, no problem. So he gives me the phone number, and I did. I called him up, and I said, this is what I want. I'm going to use this shop for psychic work. I love the split door because they had a little split door with a shelf on it, so I could actually use the door if I didn't want to come outside and other people come in to do readings. I could actually do card readings right there on the little shelf because the top part of the door came open. And I thought, this is starting to come together a little bit more than I thought. You know, I was just thinking about the space and too small, but the more I got into it, the more it just started to fall into place. I even took an old sink and turned it into a bookshelf, and it looked so natural as a bookshelf. But I told people, I want to pay $150 a month. I'm going to use it for a psychic shop. It was just me and everything else. And we just kind of looked over the whole thing and just pretty much asked questions. She answered the questions, and then she said, well, let me get to my husband, and we'll get back with you and tell what we're going to do. Now, I thought I was freaking out, kind of nervous. The lady calls me back and says, we agree to everything you say, except we want a $50 deposit. Okay. I mean, shoot, I just saved $150. I think I can swing a little $50 deposit your way since I just saved me $150. So that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like when sometimes we have to take the leap of faith and go, okay, my angels and guides keep saying I need to do this. I know it goes against what the world says I should do. But if I notice what the world has been doing for me, I've always been coming up short. okay? When you start following your heart, start following the truth, I guarantee you what you're going to find out is, you know, even if you're not making $1 million a year, I guarantee you'll be a whole lot happier.
Right.
And isn't that the truth about what we're really looking for? I mean, like with relationships, what are we looking for? We're looking for someone to love us unconditionally. That's why we're always focusing on loving unconditionally, because we're trying to be what we see, what we want to be. And we sometimes we ask for so many things in process, like I want a relationship. I want this, this, and this. And I have to have these certain conditions before this relationship can happen. Not realizing all we're doing is putting limitations on and excuses to keep us from getting what we want. And that's what I see for you. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or nothing. I'm just saying it's one of those things that sometimes we have to stop and take a look and say, well, maybe it is like that. But that realization can also be cleared up as quick as possible. You have a situation of a person, you're looking at someone going, I want to be with that person. Why am I so nervous? Why am I so confused? Maybe it's just the idea of taking it and looking at it and realizing the confusion part is, you know, but you're just not willing to accept it. That's where you need to be at, not where you're at. And then, I was happy until this person gave me all this confusion, when actually what it was just a realization that you're still living an illusion, and that person that set the confusion was actually the one thing that is the truth. That was real. That's why it's confusing things around us. It's the same thing with work. That sometimes you have to come to the realization that why am I not happy here? Why are things not falling into place for me? And the hardest part about the whole thing is getting up and walking away to set things right. Because I always say that when the realizations or the confusion is happening right at that moment, those are the realizations that are happening right at that moment, and that's when the decisions need to be made to get up. Either see the person for who they are and be with that person, or get up and say, this job is not for me, and walk and go. Except these are all leaps of faith. But every time you take a leap of faith, it's like the Harrison Ford movie where you're sitting going, you got to jump across this canyon. Are you nuts? And then you realize there's an obstacle illusion, because there is an easy way to get across. It's just the idea of opening one's eyes to see the truth. And there it was. So you see what I'm saying? So
right.
You can, but I always tell everybody too, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. I'm just giving you information to make a better decision on which direction to go into. So you still make the decision and you do what you want to do. But I guarantee you, it's one of those things that you have to be comfortable with too as well. But I'm just saying, I feel like the sooner you walk away from the situation, the more you put yourself into a better situation, which means everything in your life is going to change for the better. And the things that you're looking for, you'll get in the process of knowing what you know already in your intuition. So it's just the idea of listening and following yourself.
Right.
Because I always feel like I said before, I feel like that's what the confusion is. The confusion is the realization that you already know. And the reason you're confused, because to make that leap of faith, it takes you onto a path that you're not familiar with. So the confusion is that this is comfortable. I know this. But this one here, I don't. But also, if we could all sit here and take a step back and go, I don't like this. And realize that the unknown, and I always tell people, if you keep making those leaps of faith, sooner or later you find out. You're not making a leap of faith. Those are the answers. Those are the directions you need to go into. It's just a spontaneous, just get back to spontaneously doing those things and quit thinking all the time and say, okay, oh, when I was with that person, it was the best time of my life. And maybe I'm thinking that, why did I leave? That's the confusion part. Or sometimes it's hard for people to come to that realization because they really, sometimes the scariest part of life is realizing that you made a mistake. Okay?
Right.
So in the situation, it's like a caution. Don't make a mistake and procrastinate and do what you really want to do. And the process of realizing what you want to do happens now. And as we always say, try to live in the moment. What is going on right on the second is the only thing that's actually happening. There is no future. There is no past. And if we realize it to take it for what it is, I think those decisions would happen a whole lot quicker. And I didn't mean to keep you on the phone any longer than you did. It just seemed like that was a lot of information. It just kind of flowed right out there. So just take in consideration what you're doing. Either good or bad, it's what you think you should do.
And we're just saying, if you make a choice and walk away from the situation you're in now, which you're not happy with, that your life will be happy. Don't let the fear keep you where you don't want to be at. I mean, I had people sort of tell me, you got to give somebody a 2 weeks notice. I'm like, a 2 week notice is, they call it, they put it in a category like this. That's what they do. You need to give someone a 2 week notice. Do you have to do that? There's no qualifications out there that says you have to give a 2 week notice. There's no stipulations or nothing that says a 2 week notice is something you have to give. It's called, why don't you be a little considerate so I can find someone else to replace you? Then we have to put responsibility back to where it belongs. This is not my company. This is somebody else's company. So the idea of hiring and firing, that's their responsibility, not mine. So when you come to a conclusion, I did this when I was in Colorado. I had my first shop. But it came to a point one day that I'm working at this shop, and I'm working at this hotel cleaning rooms. And it wasn't until I actually got my check for 2 weeks, which was like $242. And then I sat here and thought about it. I said, yesterday, I made $200. And here's a check for $240, $42 for 2 weeks. That realization kicked in and said, what am I doing? I've been telling everybody that your job is not your security. You are. And here I am using a job as security. And I made a decision very quickly, and I started thinking about going, okay, this job, I'm getting allergic to bleach. I'm starting to sneeze. I'm starting to have an allergic reaction to it. I don't like going to work. I feel like it's more harmful for me to be in a place of cleaning rooms and stuff. And I already come up with this conclusion, I need to leave. And I already had the opportunity to leave. I already had the freaking business. And all of a sudden, just a realization happened that right at that moment, I need to leave. So I never went to work again. I went to my shop every morning and started making $200 every day. And there was some days I didn't make $200. And this is one thing I like to stress to people, too. The reason I felt like this was the way to go and this was successful, because a lot of people look at it and say, well, there's a couple of days you didn't make any money. Well, see, you're still stuck in the mode of working weekly where you make money every day. Realistically, you only make money on Friday when you get paid. You put all those hours in, but you really don't get paid for it until Friday. And I was getting paid every day when I did make the money. It was like cash in my hand. So therefore, it was working for me. And I started realizing, okay, on the days I didn't make no money, I started realizing that it was just time for me. And that's what I was looking for, time for myself. So I started reorganizing things where I had a partner who would come in at 9 o'clock in the morning, and she would work until about sometimes 1, sometimes 6. And what I would do is I would come in at 1 and work until whenever. I started expanding my mind to the point of being self-employed, where I make my schedule, and not get, a lot of people do this, where you put yourself in the position where the business controls you, because you haven't lifted your mind and your consciousness out of saying, I don't work week to week anymore. I am a free spirit, and basically, it's just, I call it making a statement. Like every day I started doing this too. I think everybody should do this. Where I would sit here and say, okay, I want to do 10 readings today and I want to make $200. So angels help me to make that a reality. And I would sit there and say about 4 out of 5 times every time I would say that, I got just that. So when you start doing these things and all of a sudden they start happening too, it does make you think about how much control you really have, that we've just been letting the world control us instead of taking control ourselves and say, okay, there's a certain person I want to be with. I think if we really put it and we're really honest with ourselves, when I mean by honest, this person's a pain in the ass. But she's so, you know, and it's like focusing on all the good traits, but she's also a pain, but also realizing to yourself that as a whole, you'll love her. And I want that. Don't be surprised if it doesn't happen and there's a reconnection. Same thing with work. If you start focusing on the things that you love to do, what you really want to do, then all of a sudden you're going to see that I want it now. Also, you're going to start seeing all these things fall into place. The opportunities and everything changes. Even the idea of work. If you want to stay where you're working at and you want to see the thing change, it's the idea of affirming that and saying, okay, there's certain people at work I don't like, and I'd love for whatever it is to be that way and start focusing on the outcome. And just that sense, I've seen a lot of people who work the same company who didn't want to work there anymore because of people in the office. She either teased them or it was just not a good environment or just certain things or even the idea of getting paid what they were worth. So they didn't want to leave. So what they did was they just did the affirming and the spiritual work and started changing their consciousness on what they wanted, but they actually changed the environment too as well. So people either transferred out or they left you alone. That was a better environment. And all of a sudden your boss comes to you and said, you know, I just noticed some of the work and stuff you're going through, so we're going to give you a raise. Never asked for one. The guy just comes up to you and said, here, take this. We're going to give you another $2,000 a year. I think this should be really good. And if you don't like that, we'll just sit down and talk about it and see if we can come to an agreement. I've seen these things happen so many times that it's really mind-boggling to still see people out there thinking that they have to do certain things, when it's all it is to declare what you want to do. And to find out, okay, some people don't give up their 401k, and then all of a sudden they hit the lottery. Well, they don't need that thing anymore, do they? So they have a tendency to they make a decision very quickly that money's no longer important. What's more important is their sanity, and I don't want to work this job anymore, and they leave. So I'm just saying, there's all kinds of different scenarios, but they all change for the better. But one thing I've noticed the common denominator is they were totally honest with themselves and exactly what they wanted to do and what they wanted. And then next you know, the universe basically brought these opportunities to them for them to just have that. I know when I was in Colorado, so many things happened to me. I stopped trying to analyze why and started looking for more. Okay? And the reason I sit here and say it's not a bragging about me, I sit there looking at people going, I can do it. I live on this planet Earth, and so do you, so therefore you can do it too as well. And it's like when you listen to society will put so many limitations on you. And I want you to look at society. It seems like anymore, when people start seeing free spirits, I think they get scared themselves, and they just look for ways to find control. In the process of looking for control, it's like when people rob people, they look for another security system. All they do is enslave themselves. And they should have just let it go. Something's from saying to you. But it's still a choice. You do what you want to do, and you go down the path the way you want to. I just feel like either way you choose to go about this whole thing, you're going to be working for yourself, and you're going to be in a whole lot better place, and positive things are just going to happen for you, okay?
Right. Okay.
Did I go over too much? I'm sorry.
Okay.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm just saying, with the situation, we all have a tendency to do that. I've done it myself, so I understand where people come from when they say, well, I can't do it. I got to sit there and hold out for another whatever. And then it's just like all of a sudden this information just comes flowing through me like the angels are saying, be like us. There is no limitations. There are no limitations. I've actually done this one, too. I thought it was kind of cool. I had a friend of mine was constantly saying that if he didn't have a car, he couldn't work because we lived 20 minutes out of town. And for some reason, my angel came to me and said, what do you think? I was like, I think he's full of it. I think he doesn't just want to work. They said, improve it. And I said, okay, what should I do? Hitchhike into town, get a job where he used to work at, and keep it. And just hitchhike back and forth. I thought it was amazing, too, because I was telling people, when you ask, you get. You ask and you will receive. I sit there and said, I went into town, I got a job where he worked at, and I kept that job for about 3 or 4 months and never had a car. And I thought it was so funny about it. Every morning I worked first shift, so I had to be there by 8. So I was up by 6. And I noticed that I always had to walk the road I lived on and go to the highway before I could actually get a ride, which was about 20 minutes. And I was like, why is it 20 minutes? Why do I have to walk that? How come I can't get a ride doing that? And all of a sudden it just came to me that it was a time for me to, we all have, like getting up in the mornings, we don't have time for meditation, or we say we don't have time. What happened was I got up in the mornings and they said, well, you got 20 minutes from here to the highway. So do a walking meditation. And it's almost like a God came to me and said, just talk. And I did. I talked to God, and I was sitting and talking to my angels for 20 minutes. And when I get to the highway, I would go, okay, God, I need a ride to work. And every time I would do that, I would get a ride. And I was always 20 minutes early. I always got there. The one particular crazy one was every Thursday, this guy in a pickup truck with a cab on it would just stop. He would just sit there. And my angels would come to me and say, he has stopped to give you a ride. I said, you sure about this? And they go, why would we tell you did if you didn't? I said, okay, you got a point there. And my angels have never lied to me. They don't. They can't. So I said, okay, no problem. So I would just go up to the, I went to the cab, opened the back of the cab with the pickup, get in there. The guy would take me to work. He would stop in front of the place I worked at. and I would just get out. No words would ever talk to each other for about 3 months. And like 3 months later, this guy had this little sliding doors on the back of his window in the pickup. He slid them open. And he said, oh, by the way, my name's James. I was like, after 3 months, he tells me what he finally, because all the windows were tinted. So I couldn't see who it was anyway. It was, and some people would look at it creepy, but I didn't because I'd asked God for a ride. So therefore, you have to have faith in what you ask for. When you have faith, you get what you receive. So I was like, I lived that. So I sit there and waited. So this guy finally introduced himself to me. Hi, my name is James. And the one thing I noticed with all the rides I got, most of the rides, is the first ride I got, people said, how you know God brought that ride to you? I said, as soon as I opened the door, the guy was listening to gospel music. And it seemed like that was a common denominator. Every time I got in someone's car, they were listening to some kind of religious music. Some kind of spiritual music, and that was always the whole thing. And this guy, I think, if I'm not mistaken, when he opened those little glass doors, I heard music, and it seemed to be more of gospel music. So, and we have to look at the situation too, that God's still going to bring us a ride just because the people are not religious. Everybody crosses their paths for a reason. And manifestation, sometimes I've been picked up, and a person just wants somebody to talk to. So, see, I get my ride, which is my manifestation. And his manifestation is he's lonely. He needs someone to talk to. So see, it's a win-win situation. And I used to love that kind of thing, saying if you really want to do something in life, just do it. I mean, when I was in Colorado, I got an apartment once with no money. People thought that was kind of incredible. And they said, well, you still bartered, didn't you? Yeah, but see, the world always says that you don't have money, and if you don't have the deposit, you don't get an apartment. This was an apartment complex, and I still got an apartment. Now, I did work out an arrangement with the guy and say, it was kind of a funny thing because it actually got set up way before that. I'd been in a situation of being homeless, and I was working for that hotel I told you about. And I told the lady that if she let me stay in her, if you let me stay in one of your hotel rooms, because I have no place to stay right now, that you can take it out of my check. And she's like, no, I can't do that. And I was like, oh, okay, she's not going to let me stay in a hotel, let me stay in her room. So I was like, what am I going to do? Things came to me and said, always ask for what you want. Don't focus on what you don't want. So I was trying to figure out, okay, I don't want to live on the streets. What do I want? I said, well, I want to have some place to lay my head. Do you know, 5 seconds later, the lady looked at me, she goes, no, I can't let you stay in one of the rooms, but I can't let you stay in one of my cabins for a couple of days. So see, what I always tell people about, when your life starts getting better, those are the kind of manifestations you get. Instead of staying in just a hotel room, I got to stay in one of her cabins. One of the cabins was actually away from the hotel, so I had privacy. I think it was one of those things that came into place just like that, so I could have clarity, get some time to myself, and what I really wanted to do, to actually start listening to the angels again, like I should have been doing in the first place. So 2 days came, and I wasn't too sure why 2 days, right? And then all of a sudden, I was walking, after I got off work that day, I started walking, and my angels and guides came in and said, okay, where do you want to live at? Well, I want to live in Manitou Springs, Colorado. They said, we're going to start walking that way. And I didn't know why, because all up and down that strip are nothing but hotels. But for some reason, I was led to go to this one hotel. And I can't remember the name of it, but I was led to go to this hotel. I remember this because as I was walking to it, they go to this hotel. I said, but I haven't got paid yet. All I have is $17. It's $35 a night. And the angels came to me and said, we thought you wasn't going to argue with us anymore. You're arguing with us. I said, no, I'm not. I said, well, I guess I am. So it was like one of those another realization to stop and listen. And so I said, okay, I'll go to the hotel. So I did. And sure enough, I walked in that freaking hotel. I told the lady why I was there, what was happening in my life, everything. And I thought, sure, she's going to kick me out just for, you know, that took an hour. She didn't. She looked at me. She goes, I told myself I wouldn't do this again, but I'm going to give you a room. And she did. And then 2 days later, when I got paid, I ended up staying there for about 2-3 months. And the process of the situation, this is what I'm talking about getting set up. The whole thing started getting set up right from there. The place that I actually wanted to live, I actually affirmed this a year before. The place I wanted to live at was that apartment complex up in Manitou Springs. Do you know the lady who was actually running that hotel? Her husband managed that hotel. It used to be a hotel. It turned into apartments. Her husband managed that apartment complex where I wanted to live at, and that's where I ended up living. And when I remember this too. I walked up there, and she goes, he's got 5 apartments available. So go take a look at him. And see, my major number in numerology is 11. And when I went there and I saw these 5 apartments, I didn't know at the time, this was funny too, I didn't know at the time that 11 was my numerology master number. until I walked up here and I said, I like 308. I love 308. And later on I found out the master number I had was 11. And I was like, 308, 308. That's 11. And everything seemed to kick off in that moment. And I remember that guy, too. I was sitting there looking at this apartment. I said, I love this apartment. I love Dan's apartment. So I kept saying over and over again, I love Dan's apartment. And the guy looked at me and said, you don't have any money, do you? I was like, I cannot lie. I do not have any money. I've been wanting to save up on it, but paying week to week at the hotel, you know. And he goes, no, you don't have to explain. Or he's like, he said, I just had a funny feeling you didn't have any money. He goes, hold on for a minute. My maintenance man has been, he's like, missing again. I hope he ain't drunk. I said, okay. I sat there for a couple of minutes. He come back in the room. He looked at me and said, I got a proposal for you. I said, okay. It was almost like I was expecting it, too. He looked at me and said, if you finish paying this apartment, I'll let you move it right now. Like the first week of November. And he said, the first of December, we have a special going on where we have a $99 special for deposit. He said, all you have to do is have $99 at the first of December, and that's it. That'll give you 2 months to get on your feet. You think you can do it? You think I was going to say no? And I didn't. And then next thing I know, from that point on, just moving into that apartment, that's when this lady, my landlord and his wife were walking around town, and there was this shop I always wanted to work in to do reading. They walked by that shop one night. Some lady had rented the shop and said she was looking for a mail reader. They came to me, gave me the phone number, and I started working there 3 days later. And then a month later, I ended up owning half of it. And I declared a lot of this stuff a year before, and it all fell into place just like that. So it's just really trying to urge people, what do you want to do in life, and just do it. You'll be amazed at what you can have. I hope that's good. Right?
Yeah. Right. That's good.
Okay, I'm just saying that there's, I mean, like, you know, just start looking at all the things that you'd want to do and just, I always say figure, that's not the idea of figuring how to do it. It's just say, it's almost like saying God and angels. Just make a big difference here. Where should I start first?
Right. It's a new approach for me, yes.
Okay. But, you know, it's like other things in your life, too. It's like the relationships. And when I say relationships, I mean everything and everyone you have in contact with, anybody you work with or associated with. I just feel like almost like from the moment you do that, those are going to be more different and more positive, too. Okay?
Right.
So is there any more questions you'd like to ask before you go?
No, I think you pretty well went over a lot. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. And please give us a call back and give us an update on how things are going with you. And if you like, get a reading. The only thing I'm focusing the most on now is past life readings and past life regressions. And what the difference is the reading is when I basically focus on those past lives for you and give you information. And a regression is when we take you back and you experience it yourself. So I always tell people, whatever your budget is, whatever you think you can handle, bring it to the table. I like doing the work. All righty?
Okay.
And thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your time. Good night. Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a fantastic week, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye now. All right. We actually have another caller on the line, too. We got a minute and 43 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank everybody for being here, all the callers and all the people out there listening, and I hope everybody gives us a call for a private reading to their past readings, their past lives and that kind of thing. And one of those situations about reconnecting relationships and looking at people and saying, if I'm a loving person and you're treating someone like crap and you can't figure out why, maybe it's trying to get you to look at yourself and say, are you really a caring, loving person? If you're not, you can be. But look at those situations and give us a call here. We still got a minute, 12 minutes left. Now, everybody gets in the queue. We will still get to you and answer your questions, even after the show's over with. So give us a call at 646-761-9031. If you want to give me a call for a private reading, that number is 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my webpage, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And thank you all for being here, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. Now let's get to this one call on the line and see what's all about, because she called in earlier, maybe she has a little more information, or maybe what's up, let's see what's going on. Area code 760. I see that you have called back in. Are you just listening? Anyway. But like I said, everybody out there, thank you for calling in. It's been a fantastic show. Join us tomorrow at 10:30 for my new show during the day, which is we're trying to have it on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10:30 called The Missing Spiritual Link. Join us. Have a good night. Let's go check the chat room. Hello. Who is this? Oh. I'm going to sit here and say 760. I'm talking to you before. Do you have any additional questions, or were you just listening in? I think we're going to. I think it's one of the situations that we are. I do not know. Let's see. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I think it's dead. Any chat? Hold up. 740.